Good evening, everybody. So I've just returned from an 18,000-mile journey back and forth from the other side of the globe. And travel used to be fun. Now there is more to be cautious about than just enjoy the travel. I had to get a negative COVID test before I got onto the flight. And nowadays, you don't know how long it'll take to get a test. So you have to get a test, pay $300 and get a test so you can get the results within an hour. And then upload it on an immigration portal along with my passport and my vaccination record. It's all clearly laid out. It's all mentioned in websites and government regulations. But despite all the caution and clear directions, it is hard to believe how many people show up at the airport without having fulfilled requirements. And sometimes, tragic to even see a few families are allowed to board the flight because they simply didn't fulfill the requirements. People do not follow directions. People do not take the warning and the caution seriously. Now, I'm the opposite. I'm overcautious. I go overboard. But on the other hand, nobody's ever denied me entry. So it works for me. My travel was smooth. So as we approach the liturgical year, we are reminded that not just our travel these days, not just our lifestyle these days, but life itself comes with ample caution. On the one hand, we are all invited to live well. We are all invited to strive to be happy. We are all invited to make life meaningful. However, today's gospel cautions us that life is unpredictable. Folks, the truth is all things will come to an end. As we travel these days, there are those who heed the caution, there are those who fulfill the requirements, and those that do not. So may I offer these 3 points for reflection, and I invite you today to draw your own practical implications from these 3 points that I'm going to lay out before you. First of all, let's talk about that which does prevail. For a moment, reflect upon Jesus' caution. He says, "The sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light." Think about it. The sun and the moon are the surest things we experience in the natural world. Like, there's never been a day when we got up in the morning and realized there was no sun in the sky. Even on the darkest day, we know the sun is there in the sky. The same thing with the moon. It never fails to shed its light. But Jesus says to us that even things as sure as the sun and the moon will cease to exist. And this is Jesus' way of cautioning us that nothing is permanent. However, there are those realities that are permanent. Heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus says, but my words will not pass away. In other words, when everything ends, God will still be there. This means 2 things for us.
first, that God cares for us beyond the temporal world. God did not just create this beautiful world and then put us in it and say, okay, now it's all yours and that's done. No. God cares for us beyond the temporal world. God's love and care and providence extends beyond the material world. God offers us eternity itself. Secondly, the scriptures invite us then to fashion our lives in such a way that when everything does fail, we don't find ourselves hopeless and helpless. Folks, we do not want to be the people who are denied boarding on our flight. Today, Jesus invites us to put our trust only in that which is eternal. And in this journey, that we pay attention to the fact that nothing will remain except God Himself and us in God's presence. Secondly, considering the unpredictability of life, what recourse do we have? Scripture does not leave us clueless. In today's first reading, Daniel holds out hope to his people in these words. He says, but the wise. And as I travel, you see people who are wise and people who are foolish. But the wise, Daniel says, will shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament, and those who lead the many to justice shall be like stars forever. Two words that stand out: the wise and the just. Who is wise? What is wisdom? I've often said this in my homilies before. The way I understand wisdom is how God acts in the world. Wisdom is how God acts in the world. Jesus' entire ministry was about this, to teach humanity to live the way God wants us to live. And this is what wise people do. Wise people pay attention to how Jesus lived, to how God would live in our world. And Jesus came to teach us to live wise, just, godly, holy lives. And so the best way to ensure our destiny, the best way to ensure that eternity does not escape us, that we actually get to board the flight, is to live and act here and now in this world the way God would do, which means being wise and being just. You can draw your own practical implication for that. What does it mean for you to be wise? What does it mean for you to be just in our world? What does it mean for us to live the way Jesus taught us to live? And finally, a word about humility. When all is said and done, scripture passages like the one we have today are about humility. Learn a lesson from the fig tree, Jesus says. Learn. Jesus might as well say to us today, learn from the pandemic. Learn from the changing weather patterns. Learn from all the wars, the violence, and the inequalities. Learn. If we must learn, we must be humble enough to be teachable. We human beings must approach life and eternity with humility. So often we conduct ourselves in ways that are arrogant and defies our mortality. So often we conduct ourselves as if we are our own destiny, and we are not. How often we live as if our life, our wealth, our nation, our politics, our ideologies, our fame, our power, our institutions, even creation. How often we live as if these are eternal realities. But if there's one caution that we should heed today, it is this, that we approach life and death, mortality and immortality, heaven and earth, with humility. Folks, even the sun and the moon will fail. And we need to learn and live humbly. So as we sit here tonight, we see all the people in church. We see people that we're sitting with, perhaps people that we love. We see this beautiful structure. We see our institutions. We see our world. We see our creation. None of it will be anymore. That which is eternal, the only thing that is eternal, lies on this altar. Even this altar will not be there one day. But the one who is on this altar, he is the only one that is eternal. In humility, being wise and being just, let us put our hope, our faith, and our trust in him and him alone. People of God said,